Waking up has never felt this good.
I love the music. Love the music.
Best music.
Breakfast with Friends on CCFM 107.5.
Joining us on the line, I'm pretty sure he's got a cup of tea in hand, is Michael Swain, Executive Director for Freedom of Religion South Africa. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks. And you?
Very good, thank you.
That is good, that is good. So something that caught my eye yesterday, and I reached out to you because, of course, it is of concern if it's true, is a social media post or a WhatsApp post that's doing the rounds with big, bold, red letters saying, broadcast rights, and then just below that in white writing, the SA government already approved a new bill on freedom of speech that will become effective as from 1st of September 2020. No person or organization will have the right anymore to make a video or broadcast any recordings or live broadcast without being licensed. Ministries will no longer be able to broadcast their services or recordings. You will not be allowed to share videos on your devices. Communism have become now a reality in SA too. Already the fact that it's got a grammatical error points to that it's not correct, but in any case, it ends off with "Arise, Church of God, pray and seek God's face." And Michael, your response to that post was very helpful. Just take us through it, please.
Okay, well, I think the first thing to do is to say that the Film and Publications Act was amended, and the president has actually signed it already last year, 2019 October. And therefore, it is coming into law. It has not yet been gazetted. And what people are very concerned about are the regulations that have been published and that were open for comment. We hope they're going to be reopened for comment. Comments closed at the moment, but we've applied for an extension, and we certainly hope that will happen. And the problem is that when you read the regulations in isolation, they do give the impression that there's a very broad censorship taking place.
Oh, wow.
But, and this is an issue where law can become quite complex, in as much as that the Act doesn't really come into pass until the regulations are approved, but the regulations are, in that sense, separate from the Act. In other words, you have to read the two together. And the issue, therefore, is who is actually caught in this net, and why was this taking place in the first place? Well, the reason this was taking place in the first place was because obviously since the first Publication Act was passed, and I think it was in 1996, there has been obviously huge changes in how content is distributed. It's no longer, remember VHS?
Betamax, yeah.
Now, of course, most of it's streamed, it's online, and therefore government were amending and updating. But I think in so doing, there's always the danger of greater censorship, and that's always something that we need to watch out for, because government should not have that capacity. So what they've done is they've basically said that if you are a distributor, then you have to register. But a distributor is defined as someone who sells or hires out or offers or basically uses the internet. I mean, it says including using the internet. And if you are a distributor, it's someone who conducts the business of distributing films, etc., for commercial purposes on the internet. And it's very important that we understand that those two things run together. In other words, it is only commercial content that is regulated,
okay,
not non-commercial content, which the Act defines as content distributed for personal or private purposes. So, in other words, if you're simply producing a video yourself and you're not selling it to anybody, then there's absolutely no problem. It doesn't matter how you stream it, whether it's WhatsApp or your Facebook account or what have you. But if you are basically in the business of distributing, or if you actually make money out of the distribution, then you would be effectively caught in the net, effectively speaking, and then you would have to register. So you have to read the two together.
Okay, you have to read the two together, ladies and gentlemen, and that's why, again, we implore you, we ask you desperately to always go and check on the Freedom of Religion South Africa website as to what are they saying, because that's the work that Michael and Nadine and others do is to keep track of what are the bills, what are the acts, what are the laws, what are the this, what is the that, so that we don't get to a place of fear. And I mean, when I saw that thing, I thought, what? And there was a little bit of fear that wanted to creep into my heart and mind. But, you know, the way that you've explained it to us, we don't, all of a sudden that fear is gone because we don't have to worry about it. It's about the commercial. It's about making money out of. Now, obviously, one of the questions that I have, and it might not be clear as yet, but what about a church that, for example, because of their congregants maybe not having that great internet speeds or not having easy access to internet, they decide that they're going to, because of COVID-19, they're going to continue doing the quote-unquote online church thing, but they need to get DVDs, let's say, of sermons to their congregants, and to kind of just cover the cost of those DVDs, they're saying, oh, well, you know, it costs us 20 Rand, let's say, or 10 Rand to make the DVDs. You just need to pay 10 Rand for the DVD. Would that also then constitute as commercial?
Well, that is a very good question. And again, I think that's why specifically we have been negotiating and going to the Film Publications Board. But we've been involved in this matter since 2017.
Wow.
Look, specifically this month, they advised us in writing that where churches are uploading sermons as videos to their websites directly without charging any fee to access the same, there would not be a requirement for churches to register with the FPB or submit their said sermons for classification. So clearly that's not the intention. The intention of the act is to catch people who are actually making money. And the sort of Netflix of this world would be the classic example. But there is still ambiguity in it, and there is still need for clarification. The date for submissions has now closed, but we've appealed. And I think in light of the pressure, they will probably open this up again to give an extension so everybody can have a chance to participate. And obviously when that happens, we're going to advertise that on our website. But we are specifically asking the Film Publications Board to define commercial content in their definitions section to expressly exclude religious content, irrespective of the format and irrespective of where it's hosted online. Mm. And in other words, and also to define non-commercial online distributors to include religious organizations. So there would be no need whatsoever to register in any event. And to exclude religious sermons from the definition of film so that they neither have to be obviously censored, or alternatively, you don't have to worry about what format that is on, whether it's a DVD or whether it's online.
Okay.
So we also, by the way, want to engage with them on the basis of Bible schools. What if a church is a Bible school and they do legitimately charge a fee for somebody to register for the Bible school if that content is online? So there is lack of clarity. I don't think necessarily that is kind of, for want of a better word, malicious in the intent. I think it's just the fact that they haven't applied their minds, and it's actually badly drafted and confusing and complicated. And it certainly is.
Yeah.
So we will certainly be keeping a watch on this, but we do not think, certainly, as I said, we've been discussing these matters since 2017, as far as they.
Yeah.
We do not believe that, nothing has given us the impression that they are trying to sort of censor and exclude and stamp out religious content from being able to be distributed without their say-so.
That's
we don't
good.
Think that that's the impression that they've given us. But obviously, clarification is necessary. Because a law is a law.
Yeah.
And also importantly, this act has already been signed.
Yeah.
So there will come a point where it's going to come into play.
Okay.
I think in summary that the meme that was sent out was overstated and scaremongerish. And yes, I mean, this is what we do. As you said, we spend our lives as 4SA watching out for these bills, speaking into them. We've made our submissions already.
Yeah.
We're going to make a second submission. We're in contact with them regularly. So please, if you are concerned about this type of thing, and it is concerning when you read it suddenly somewhere, please contact 4SA. Please come to our website, and we will certainly be fighting for religious freedom rights.
Absolutely,
fantastic. Because that's what we exist to do.
Yes.
And we would certainly want and please encourage the public to support us in our work so that we can literally be that watchman and ready to intervene on behalf of,
that
the,
is so
of,
good.
Of the church.
Michael, before I let you go, is there anything that we as the public need to do to maybe get the attention of the Film Publications Board? Is it, do we need to maybe say to them, hey guys, there needs to be more conversation around this, or is that not something that we as public should be doing?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we have a right to engage with them, and I think the more pressure that they feel, the better. Because, but I'm pretty certain that in light of the uproar, because there's been a lot of different criticism from a lot of quarters, the ACDP, I know, have also been very upset about this. And it does have implications, obviously, for sectors broader than just religious content, which others are not happy with. So, yes, put pressure on them. But if you go to our website, www.forsa.org.za, then we have published an article, which is right at the top of the page yesterday, which gives more detail. So if people want more detail on this, then please go to our website, and there's an article which we've published, which really does, I think, set things out very clearly and carefully.
It definitely does. So go check that out, forsa.org.za. That's forsa.org.za, and go and read and inform yourself about this before you react, before you pass on information. Make sure that you know what it's about. Michael Swain, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for the amazing work that you and the rest of the team at Freedom of Religion South Africa are doing. We really appreciate chatting to you this morning.
It's a great pleasure, and thank you to all the friends who are on the Breakfast Show.
God bless. Have a great day.